All right, Mike, okay for me to get started?
Yes.
All right, Spring Valley Town Advisory Board, August 13th, 2024. It is 6:03 p.m. Go ahead and get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. Items may be combined. We may remove items. No action may be taken if a matter is not on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off your cell phones. Please take conversations outside the room. And I think we're ready for the Pledge of Allegiance.
We're gonna excuse John Getter today.
And gotcha. John Getter is excused. 1, 2, 3. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so roll call. John Getter is excused. Everyone else is here. Carmen is our secretary. Mike Shannon is our county liaison.
And we have Nari here. Nari for comprehensive plan.
Welcome. And next up is the time for public comment. This would be a time to comment on something in general if you wanted to. Otherwise, we would suggest that you hold your comments until we call the specific agenda item you are here to talk about. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. Next up, approval of the minutes from July 30th, 2024. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yeah.
They seem fine to me. Do I have a motion? We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mike, do we have any informational items?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
And on to the planning and zoning. Is there anyone here for Zoolanders? I feel like, was this the one that we continued last?
In the agenda, have you approved the agenda for tonight?
I thought so. Did I skip over that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. Approval of the agenda for tonight. I move to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Sorry about that, Mike.
There we go.
And I was trying to remember because I know we continued a couple of them last time. Is there anybody here for number one?
One of the items you continued for two meetings.
Gotcha.
And the other ones that they have here.
Gotcha. Okay. Item number one, VS 24-0339, Zoolanders LLC, vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County located between Jones Boulevard and Bronco Street and between Oquendo Road and Ponderosa Way within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant here? Sounds like we don't have anybody here. Let's go ahead and hold number one until the end of the meeting and we'll see if we can get somebody here. I'm just gonna go ahead and mark that real quick. All right. Up next, item number two is Maverick, ET 24-400077, UC 22-0319, Maverick Inc. Use permit, first extension of time to reduce separation to a residential use, waiver of development standards for the following alternative landscaping and allow modified driveways and design reviews for one convenience store with gasoline station and restaurant, two finished grade on 1.7 acres in CG commercial general zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Durango and Russell within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant? Welcome. I understand this to be an extension of time for your project. So we would simply be interested to hear from you about progress, why you need an extension of time, and how long it's going to take.
My name is Ty Trin with Westwood Professional Services. We're civil engineering over here at Bedura, 5725 West Bedura Avenue. We're representing Maverick Incorporated. This project was in all the UC application itself was approved back in 2022 under a different engineer. Since then, they went through, got drainage study approval. They have had traffic approval already. And the plans went through one review, and then the last plans that were submitted was back in, I believe, October of last year before Maverick pulled the project from those engineers, which are COS engineers. And while they were looking for a different engineer, the project office got delayed. We are Westwood Professional Services, and we picked up a project from them. And so now they just need the extension for us to go through and complete the project.
Gotcha.
The staff has already approved the extension. We're not changing anything. We're just looking to pick up from where the last engineers left off.
Gotcha. Thank you. Do we have any comment from the public on this item? Appears to be no comment from the public. Do we have any questions from the board?
How much time do you need, as far as extension of time, how much time are you asking for?
So I believe that the extension lasts for about 2 years, but given the conditions, and it's really hard to say, it depends on Maverick's schedule, but we should go finish the project within, get it approved within a year, and construction will start. Mm-hmm. So we're looking probably sometime next year.
And it looks like one of the staff conditions is a 2-year extension if we approve as presented.
Mike, did you receive any letters from the community?
No. Nothing.
Okay.
It is recommended approval by staff. Everything tonight is recommended approval, I believe. Any other questions from the board? Do I have a motion?
That's a motion to approve with the 2-year extension staff recommendation.
Yep. Motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
You still have the next meeting, I guess, just to make sure it goes through. All right. So it looks like we got somebody up for number 3, 4, 5, and 6. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Buckle down, I'm going to need to read through these. So we have number 3, ZC240368, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC lease, zone change to reclassify 21.38 acres from CG Commercial General to IP Industrial Park Zone within the Airport Environs AE60 overlay, generally located on the southeast corner of Tenaya Way and Badura Avenue within Spring Valley. Number 4, VS240369, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC lease, vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County located between Montessori Way and Tenaya Way and between Badura Avenue and Arby Avenue, a portion of a right-of-way being Montessori Street located between Badura Avenue and Arby Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Arby Avenue located between Montessori Street and Tenaya Way within Spring Valley. Number 5, WS240370, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC lease waiver of development standards for modified driveway design standards. Design review for a distribution center on 21.38 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the Airport Environs AE60 overlay, generally located on the southeast corner of Tenaya Way and Badura Avenue within Spring Valley. And finally, number 6, TM2450072, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC lease tentative map consisting of one commercial lot on 21.38 acres in an IP industrial park AE60 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Tenaya Way and Bedora Avenue within Spring Valley. We turn it to you, the applicant.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board members. John Vornsan, 62 Swan Circle in Henderson, representing Majestic Realty. We are requesting a conforming zone change to IP to construct a warehouse distribution center and two buildings. The total is 311,400 square feet. To our north, we have a CG zone shopping center. To our east and the north portion is a CG zone business. To the south is an IP zone warehouse. To the south half of that. To the south of RB Avenue, across RB Avenue, is a water district facility with an IP zoned warehouse on the west half and a CG zoned office park on the adjacent to Tenaya Way. To our west across Tenaya is a approved IG or IP zone for a warehouse development. Our landscaping is basically in excess of code, both along the street frontages and internally within the site and throughout the parking area. We're providing 10% more trees on the development, and our total tree canopy within the parking lot covers 62%, where 50% is required by code. Our parking complies to code, including 12 EV capable spaces and charging and 9 charging stations. Elevations, we have a concrete tilt-up construction, which is typical of the development, and it is at an overall height of 42 feet. We are requesting some waivers of development standards. We're requesting to reduce driveway throat depths. There's 7 of those. We've been working with Public Works. They indicate they have no objection as we're providing additional landscaping between the driveways and parking stalls to mitigate any potential conflicts. We are also requesting increased driveway widths in 3 areas or 4 areas, which we're asking for increased width. Again, we've been working with Public Works. They again have no objection to those widths, as we're providing a 5-foot wide median, concrete median, in the center of these driveways, kind of a safety island. We're requesting, lastly, to reduce the departure distance from the intersection of Tenaya Way and Bedora Avenue. And again, Public Works has no objection to that. They feel it's a good design because of the distance. We're increasing the distance to the truck turn-in area. The vacation abandonment is for patent easements and 5-foot portions of rights of way to accommodate the detached sidewalks as required. The tentative map is for a 1-lot commercial subdivision, and we agree to all staff's conditions and respectfully request your approval. I follow the staff's recommendation for approval. Glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. Did you share your name and address for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Record? You did?
You got it.
She got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Just making sure. I don't. I'm not sure if you did or not. Just making sure we're set. This is the time for public comment on this matter. Would anybody like to speak for up to 3 minutes to let us know what we need to know about this project? No? No public comment. Questions from the board?
Yeah, questions for our planning rep over there. If this is going to be an industrial park, and so that means there are going to be big trucks driving in and out, does it not worry you a little bit in terms of reducing the throw depth from 75 feet to 9 feet? Seems like that's an amazing, that's an 88% reduction in throw depth. Seems like that could be problematic with regards to trucks moving in and out and blocking the flow of traffic.
When it comes to throw depth, that's specifically Public Works department. So if regarding your concern, their comments on the application was basically what the applicant mentioned is because they are providing more landscaping and meridians for them to enter in more slowly and more safely, that's why they were okay with that throat depth decreases.
But It seems like landscaping might actually give a visual block to where you might not be able to actually see the movement. That might be more.
Well, we have site zones we have to adhere to. Basically, the throat depth reductions are at the passenger car driveways. The throat depths at the truck entrances, they are more than sufficient.
Oh, okay.
And we are providing additional landscaping around these areas, and that basically mitigates any conflicts.
That was not clear to me in the paper, that it was the
smaller
car traffic that was going to be reduced. Okay, so I have no objection then.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions from the board? Well, I think we may be ready to vote, and I think we would be starting by looking for a vote on item number 3, which is the zone change for 21.38 acres from CG Commercial General to IP Industrial Park. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve incorporating staff comments.
Subject to staff conditions.
Subject to
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And could we have a motion on number 4, vacate and abandon?
Okay, I'll just go with that.
It's yours now.
Move to approve, subject to staff conditions.
All right. Any discussion? I think we're situated on this one. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And number 5, could we have a motion on the waiver of development standards and design review?
Motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And finally, number 6 is a motion on the tentative map.
Strike that last part. Motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we are now left with we're going back to number 1, Zoolanders.
Thank you very much.
We've got like 3 different. Are you guys all? Is everybody here for Zoolanders?
No.
We're just observing.
Okay.
Scouts.
Local government in action.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we're ready. I already read number 1 into the record, so if the applicant is ready.
The applicant's not here.
Were they saying yes or no?
You
guys are just smiling and waving, I guess. Okay.
All
right, gotcha. Okay. So, Mike, can you remind me on, I felt like I recognized Zoolanders. It's going to Planning Commission in a week, so we don't have time to continue this one.
Yeah,
has this one been on before?
If you guys hold it, we'll pass on that you held it with a request to return to the board.
Okay. Has this one been on before? Can you remember? Maybe it just seems familiar, but...
It's in that pack. Was that one of them last week?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we would...
240339.
Yeah, it was
County
Hall
to rewrite and
read
those.
So maybe they didn't get
that. That applicant was here last time and found out at the meeting it was continued, I think.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just continue it.
Yeah.
Does the county have a preference how long? Is it 2 weeks, 4 weeks?
I would just hold it for the next meeting.
The next meeting?
Clearly there's some issues between the county and notifications and writing.
I recommend
until next meeting.
I move to continue to the next meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I think this brings us to general business. Mike, anything?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And then comments from the public. Do you guys have anything you want to say? It's an open floor.
Why don't you stand up, introduce yourself, so at least you're on record, so they can prove that you were here.
Name and address, please.
My name is Barrett Birdsall, on behalf of BSA. I am here to observe a community meeting for merit badge to be able to get it done and move further up in the ranks. So I'm just kind of here to observe what's going on and how the community is in action when it comes to these meetings and planning. And I've got to learn a little about it from him, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. It's also really cool to see everything going on. So.
Cool. All right. Well, welcome. It was. I'm sorry we didn't have a bigger agenda for you this evening.
And I'll give them the right. I'll give them staff's write up since we go in the hall before you leave because we're pretty much done now.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I think that's it. Meeting is adjourned at 6:23. Thanks for coming by.
He speaks so well. Very intelligent.
There you go.